again.
Well, House Pod, you do it. I don't want to jump on.
Welcome to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. Yeah. This is take two of the intro, not by our own choice. We got about
27 minutes in and realized we were not recording.
Not recording, yeah. Oh, I got these jittery fingers right now. I think I'm sick. I must have hit the record button twice.
But yeah, and I just don't know anything about technology, so I was just...
You like, noticed that it wasn't recording, though, so that's good. That I have, true. Like, the one... I don't know how I didn't see this thing not going, but...
I'm mostly useless anyways.
So, yeah, if this episode sucks, it's because we already did the good version of it.
Exactly.
And, no.
Fucking killing... Had people rolling
just
on the ground.
Just crushing for nobody.
Yep.
Just stared at each other. Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
I did not know that song was from Greece. Because I've heard it on the radio and I was like, this song's not terrible. But yeah, I didn't know it was from Greece.
I don't know enough about Greece to know if it was made for Greece. I'm going to say that it was.
Yeah.
But I also have no fucking clue either. So.
Neither.
I don't know. I was a theater kid, but not as much as like people who know or find out about stuff. This sirens in the background is going to be like a constant
thing.
Dude,
it always happens.
In our podcast. It didn't happen at all until we started fucking hitting record.
Yep.
But yeah, so we haven't really been up to too much since the last cast. We went and saw a movie at the movie theater, Guardians of the Galaxy, which was nice, Volume 2.
It was all right.
That was good. But I don't know. I feel like every time I go to see a movie, it's very difficult and very... It just... I don't know. I feel like I'm a fucking magnet for like the weirdest people in the world.
Yeah. Well, they have assigned seating too, so it's like you can't... And it was opening weekend, so we couldn't... move.
No,
I mean, you were what, sitting next to a father and son?
Maybe. I don't know. It was this little turd with glasses on and like thick glasses and whatever. None of it was really his fault. His dad or whoever.
His dad's,
I don't know,
bad
the dude
jeans.
The
glasses.
The dude that was with him was acting more like an uncle or something like that, just because it was like he didn't know how to scold him. It was like, well, because the kid was like yelling at the dad about how he wasn't going to share his pop with him. And so the dad like sneakily took a sip and the kid's like yelling at him at one point, like, now if you wanted your own, you would have ordered your own.
Jesus.
And then the dude just like very passive aggressively was like, well, I guess I'll just have to order my own the next time or some shit like that. And I was like, no, like that is,
that was a good comeback.
That's like, yeah,
wow.
That's like your kid
what a fucking
and your
loser.
Money. Like, unless that kid is in commercials and shit, which could actually be true.
That's,
if that kid's like in commercials and he's legit paying and he actually brought his fucking idiot dad out to the movies, where I might be completely wrong, where this is some little like Jerry Maguire kid or some shit that brought his...
Do you know the human head weighs 2 pounds and you cannot drink any pop? It's 10 pounds, not 2 pounds,
what?
Right? Isn't that what he says in the movie?
What?
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, I never seen the movie.
Oh, me neither, but I just know,
I just know
like,
the kid that...
The human head weighs 10 pounds or something like that. Yeah.
That he looked like that kid, too, so it might have been something like that. But
yeah, I didn't notice because I was distracted by the grown man next to me who ate at least 3 hot dogs. And then his friend to his right who, every time a song came on, just started like jiggling his legs and shit. Probably with a half hour left, his friend finally was like, hey... You're jiggling the whole row.
And oh, cool!
Like,
glad you got to him at that point. Yeah.
Realize that. Yeah. God, dude, it's amazing to me that like people don't realize.
There's no
self awareness.
No self awareness.
Yeah.
Like there's no like realization of anybody else around them at all. The assigned seating is like cool at a certain point, but then at another, like I don't know, it makes me realize that there's been so many movie scenario situations where I've gone to a theater. And then I have moved like halfway through the theater.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Or like right away. Like I'll sit somewhere where I'm like, no one's going to come sit around me. Then the motherfucker sits like right in front of you. Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to stand up and move back. And I'm going to make a show of it to be like, look at me moving now because you just fucking did this.
Yeah. I feel like I had a riff for that guy who was like bouncing his legs. He was just shocked to learn that the whole row was connected. So I'd like to see him, like, play foosball and then just, like, freak the fuck out when he, like, spins it. He's like, the whole row spins and not just one?
Oh, it's not just what? The one thing out here.
What is this shit? Oh, my God.
No yeah. spinsies.
Oh, the other guy's like, choking on a hot dog.
Yeah, he's just... No, he wouldn't be, though, because it smelled so much God. Like ketchup, because yeah. it was, like, dipped in the shit. Like,
yeah, man.
I have no fucking clue how...
Those are expensive
yeah.
fucking theater dogs, too, and they probably suck.
I don't know. They're probably all right, man.
Probably no
at-home griller dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you that.
Yes.
I saw that you tweeted about that you liked Guardians, but not as much as the guy next to you who ate 4 hot dogs, and I was like, the funny part about that is... That anybody that knows us that reads that tweet is going to be like, oh, Kuban?
Like, oh, you mean your roommate?
You mean your roommate that was sitting next to you swallowing hot dogs? No way, man. I'm not paying that much for theater dogs.
Mitch, maybe if you snuck him in with him, with yourself.
That's true. I could do that.
Oh, man.
Tell me about it, Stan.
Oh.
I was at the theaters once in middle school. And I was with a friend, and we were with his dad and his older brother because we were going to see Sin City.
Okay.
And I think it was like we were like 6th or 7th grade, so we couldn't get in because it was right at R. So his dad took us, and we were buying like snacks and shit. And then he's like, Dad, are you going to get anything? He's like, no, I'm on the Atkins diet. Like, I can't eat anything. And then we were walking up at like to get our tickets taken, and the kid's brother is like, "Hey, Spencer, like Dad has lunch meat in his pockets. I'm going to try to get him busted." And so they're like taking his like tickets, and he's just like, "Lunch meat, check him for lunch meat." And then we get in there, and his dad just eating fucking turkey, just like it's nothing.
Fucking
like
weird Atkins diet, man.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Check the boy for lunch meat.
Just pat him down. Yeah. Oh, I wish he would have just pulled out like a. Can of spam. Just, that would have stunk up the whole. Oh man, I was at the theaters once.
You eat the jelly in that spam?
Oh fuck yeah! You drink that. You lick that shit dry. You let it, you don't let it go to waste. It's a Hawaiian delicacy.
Hawaiian delicacy.
I was at the theaters once, and the people behind me were eating KFC, and I was like, "This is fucking ridiculous! Like, how did you get that past the fucking?" It was
one of them goes in and lets the other ones in through the back, right?
It was during 30 days of night, that vampire movie.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
Not good, but yeah.
Were people screaming in the movie theater?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those people were yelling quite a bit?
No, those people were not
They're yelling. Too busy yeah, munching away.
Like, yeah, they're enjoying their shit.
I don't get that shit. You'll hear like somebody crack a can or
I was going to mention beer. Mitch Thalen earlier because he mentioned that he liked that tweet of mine. And I was at the theaters with him once, and he was like, he had like a beer or something. He's like, you just got to time it right. And then like he went to go open it like as like a loud part during a trailer, but it was the end, and so it's so just like really loud. Boom. And then yeah, and then it just cuts, and then you just hear, and he goes, oh fuck. And I was like, oh, you piece of shit.
Yeah, so you add more on top of it afterwards too. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, it was me.
It was me.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, movie going is fun.
Yeah.
That's good. What do you say? You want to get started on these WFMs here? These wooden fuck me's, bud?
Oh, yeah.
You got some more? Have you run out of people who wouldn't fuck
me? Dude, there's never going to end.
Infinite.
Let me tell you. Yeah, I was going to say, there's no cap on infinity. No.
It's a bottomless bag.
Yep.
Big bottom.
It's a big, fat bottom girls.
Fat bottomless bag.
Yes.
All right, you want to start her off?
I guess, as per tradition. So, I was in the Grease mood for some reason.
Oh yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, and my first one is Olivia Newton-John.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the one that she wants.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh, poo.
Oh, I don't have that.
Poo, poo, poo.
Yeah. All right, well, let me follow that right up then with my wouldn't fuck me is also Olivia Newton-John. I feel like I was also in a Grease mood for some reason, feeling greasy.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she wanted to get physical, physical. I want to get physical.
Yep.
Dun, 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 physical. Let me hear your body talk.
That's way more words than I know. Good for you, man.
I don't know. I think that's how it goes.
That sounds about right.
Or
it could be.
Yeah, you know, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her a bloomin' onion. Crikey. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Was she in that movie?
What?
Was she in...
What movie?
Crocodile Dundee.
No, she's just Australian.
Oh, is she?
Or she lived in Australia for a little while. Yeah,
good for her.
Or for her life. I don't know.
Man, I want to move to Australia.
Crikey.
Yep. Well, stick.
I want it right here, right now. Rough.
Oh boy.
What is that
even from?
I don't know.
I don't know where I got that one
from. Yeah, that one. I might have to take that
pulled
off.
Straight out of my dreams.
Ooh, that one was.
My cream dreams.
Gave me the. All right, sure.
All right.
I want it right here.
Playing
right
it again.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
All right. That's what your right. Next wouldn't fuck me.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
That's the one I was going for.
Okay.
Sticking with the Grease theme, I'm going to go with a good old Johnny Travolta.
Ooh.
Duh. He wouldn't fuck me. Not even when I switched faces with Nick Cage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Fucked my face right. Oh, God. That was horrible.
Careful. Yeah, careful.
Yeah. Dude, I pulled back and still clipped.
Yeah, you went high with that one, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry. Well, sorry
good
to
for
the
you, but I'm Sandy, you know.
Oh,
when he yells that shit.
Sure.
Oh,
he wouldn't even give me his battlefield girth, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, no.
Because it's a bad penis.
Oh, it was a bad movie too.
Yeah.
Well, that was all because he was in that just because of Scientology, right?
Dude, probably.
Yeah. That was Elrond, right?
I have no idea.
Elrond did Battlefield Earth.
Did he really?
Uh-huh.
I know he was a failed science fiction writer.
I don't remember. All right.
Elrond Hubbard.
My last wouldn't fuck me is also a Grease themed. Oddly. Yeah, I don't know why we're staying with this Grease theme. It's very strange, but in Grease 2 starred a young Pamela Adlon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd like to say
I don't
when I refer
you.
To Pamela in this sense.
Yep.
I don't know how old she was in the movie, but too young. But Pamela Adlon, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I owned a boat.
Wow.
I thought you were going to be like that's good. I like that.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
I thought you'd be like, just think of her doing the voice of Bobby Hill.
Yeah, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even.
Anyway, I think everyone can kind of do like a mild like Bobby
Hill. I don't think I could do a Bobby Hill.
Dead.
Is that
that's what he sounds
that's
like?
That's your Bobby Hill.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
God.
I haven't watched much of King Hill. I'm sorry. King of the Hill. King Hill. Jesus, King of the Hill.
I don't. I mean, I used to, but I don't know if I could do a. Or remember even a.
Mookie.
It's my purse. I don't know you. I know that's a line, but I don't. I don't think I did it very well.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Thanks, man. All right. Well, we're gonna take a little break here with 30 seconds or a minute of Ipana toothpaste commercial.
Yeah, let's do it.
That was actually also in the movie Grease.
Sure.
Ipana presents Bucky Beaver Salesman.
Brush it, brush it, brush it. Here's the new Ipana with a brand new flavor. It's dandy for your teeth.
It's Bucky Beaver. I'll get him this time. You'll never know me.
Hello, madam. It's DK Germ.
That's right, Beaver. Come in. Now, Beaver, I'm going to ruin your teeth. Ipana!
See? Ipana knocks out Decay Germ's best of all leading brands, even better than fluoride toothpastes. Brush it, brush it, brush it. Here's the new Ipana. Mmm, that fresh, minty flavor tastes so good, too. New Ipana toothpaste.
Bah! That part where it was like, I thought that was you.
It was me.
It was you, fucking asshole.
You didn't see me doing it?
No, I just assumed it was, it fit.
Well, yeah, it was to the music.
Well, I bought it because I was like, this is a dumb musical. They'll do anything.
I don't think they made this for the...
Yeah, they did.
This was an old toothpaste.
I don't believe you.
All right. They had a ton of commercials I found online. They didn't even find the... I couldn't find the exact one from Greece, but I tried my damnedest.
It's okay, man.
Oh, shit. We're not recording.
Oh,
my Blumkin. Yeah. Oh, but what?
Ugh. All right.
I don't know. I don't know why. I've just been feeling in such a weird Greece mood.
Yeah, me lately. Neither, man.
I've got this, like... I've got this weird...
Lay it on me.
...shit that I've been dealing with that I, I just can't figure out. I've got this like weird sick thing. I was real froggy last cast, and my head has just been really foggy, and I can't figure out this song.
Uh-oh.
Like I feel like I know the lyrics, but I keep jumbling them up in my head, and I can't figure out what song this is that I'm. Yeah, I can't figure out what song it is or what it's from. I don't know. Let me try and
lay it on me, buddy. All right. Ears and all rear. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Open that ass and let me sing inside of it then real quick.
Jim Carrey it back to you.
All right, what is it? It's kind of like it goes like and got a real hot daughter gonna drown her in some water, grease, lightning, doot 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 doot. Does that sound familiar at all?
No. Not really.
No?
No, man, it doesn't.
Okay.
But it did remind me of the song that's been stuck in my head.
Huh. And different song.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no, man.
Well, I guess
you
we'll just...
tell me.
Go ahead. Tell me. You do you. Maybe it'll shake something loose for me.
I changed it up because I was just going to ruin the bit right there. Gonna... Okay. It goes something like, gonna jack off in the garden, then call Misha Barton, Grease Lightning.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Weird.
Yeah.
It sounds fairly similar to mine.
Kind of, but not really.
But
right?
I still, it's not, nothing is really gonna, I keep, it's just like I have all these different lines of it in my head. It's like there's this one that is like,
keep them coming.
What is it? It goes, got a real tiny car, gonna smash it with a rock of grease, lightning, doot, 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 doot. I don't know. I feel like the name of the song is like right. Yeah. At the base of my dick.
Yeah.
But I just can't quite reach it yet. I got a gag reflex.
God damn it. I feel like we're both going towards the same thing. So I'm just
I mean, yours sounded going. Yours either sounded familiar or it sounded like something I've forgotten the lyrics to.
Yeah?
Or the song. So I don't know, maybe if we keep going, let's just keep going.
It's going to go. It's something like gonna rub my dad's tushy and a shit in on my pussy. But like, you know, kind of
agrees. It sounds
vaguely similar.
Okay, all right. I'm fuck. All right. I mean, I think we're getting there, but it's like it's kind of like dog. What a gonna dance with a herky jerky, then I'll make out with a turkey. Grease lightning,
Yeah, I hear you, sister.
I can't. It's close.
It's you know, it's on the tip of both of our tongues, but the thing is, our tongues are touching, so they're just pushing against each other.
It's doing is, yeah. It's not reaching.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Vocal cords break. At all, or my brain.
Nope. Just our hearts and our taints.
Okay.
It's God, dude. I think it. You know what? It might be gonna call my dad a bitch and eat Subway in a ditch. Grease lightning.
That's good. That definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I don't know if.
Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know if it's the song. Or if it's like my life, but those lyrics sound very familiar.
Yeah, it's weird. Like
it reminds me of it's like it's kind of like being gay is not a crime. Heck, I do it all the time. Agrees Latin. Do 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 do.
Hmm.
You know,
I agree with that sentiment. It's not a crime. Live your life. I support you, buddy.
Thank you.
God, man, I don't know. Another part just popped in my head. It's something like, gonna go on a blind date and come on a paper plate. Grease lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's,
I don't know what the
we're
deal
is. We're getting close.
I feel like we're getting so close. We're either getting really close to the song or we're getting really close to things that are happening in my life.
Yeah.
This it might is, be. Something is sounding very familiar about all yeah. of these lyrics.
Yeah, it's
legitimately.
Weird.
Legitimately.
I know.
This one, I think, this one actually, I think this one, this one's going to get us really close. It's a.
Yeah.
Al Pacino wants a twister and he'll do it with your sister, Grease Light.
That's how we get you.
What is it? That's.
Let's play some Twister. And he's just fisting your sister.
Is it the song Jack and Jill?
No. Great movie, though. Great motion picture.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very.
I heard the parrot kills in that movie.
Oh, my God. I need a man. That's what the parrot says at one point. Dead serious.
Oh, my God.
Dead serious. They're, like, trying to, like, hook Jill
up.
Iago. And they're like, well, we just got to hook you up on a date. And then just cuts to the parrot, and he's like, I need a man.
Oh,
then,
my God.
No crackers.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I don't know. It's a bird.
Yeah.
Sick of crackers.
Like what you like, I guess.
I feel like we're so close to
yeah.
this, man.
It might be going to flunk out of biology and join Scientology. Grease Light.
Okay, it's on the beat. Okay, we're getting there. What is, if your name is Super Kevin, you can fuck my butt to heaven. Grease Lightning. We are so close, man. I feel
that's,
it.
That's an interest. That's is that the? It's an interesting stairway to heaven, you know?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's more of a ride.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. I don't know. It's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. It might be this. It's going to read the newspaper and get called not Jacob by the neighbor Grease. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Man, I feel like how the fuck do we. It seems like this is more than a full song already. But like we need to like. I don't know. I don't know how we still don't have this, but I feel like I've got one. It's a, if you've got a pretty shitter, I'll lick it like an apple fritter, Grease Lightning.
Oh, that was a good one.
Something along those lines?
I think that one is a, yeah. I think, I remember that one. That might be World Star.
Ah. It seems like that it sounds like a meme I've read.
Yeah.
Somewhere with Ralph Wiggum and Lisa Simpson.
Was that what it was?
It was.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, you know what? I think I got it. I'm not gonna lie. I think I got it.
Okay.
It's gonna take a trip to Chad because Barry Sanders is my dad.
Oh,
is
it's
it that one?
It's a mashup. I feel like that. Oh. I mean, that was good. But I feel like that's not really exactly where my head is going with it. That one sounds like a new age like twist on a couple of songs, actually, which is great. But
yeah. You know what? It's just a fucking fever dream at this point.
I feel like I don't know. I've got this like goulash of lyrics in my head. It's like, they call me Don Draper because I tear it like it's paper, Grease Lightning.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I can't.
Yeah. I know exactly. What you're saying. God, I love Don Draper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I don't know. This. Shit, man. I don't know. It might be this. Probably not. Who cares? I'm gay. Gonna slip my wrist in the tub, then go to B-dub. Wanna fucking die.
You gotta do it beforehand.
No, dude. I wanna die eating the Southwest. Dip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to die at B-dubs. I don't want to die in a tub.
No, I know. Well, I was going to say, you have to kill yourself beforehand because afterwards you don't want to because it's just too delicious.
Yeah, you're full. You're a little chicken.
Like, oh, yeah. I love B-dubs.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think we're making any progress.
I think I've got one more thing,
you
know, and then
more?
Let's take a break.
Right,
I've got
fine.
One more.
I don't think we're... I think it just might be unsolvable
all
at
right.
this point.
I agree. Let's. I'm going to do one more, and then we'll take another break. Right.
Okay.
But I think either this one's going to get it to us. We'll take a break, and we'll try to rack our brains. But it's like, if you meet me in the stalls, you can lick my balls and Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
I don't. It didn't.
Nope.
It didn't ring any dinner bells for me.
No, that sounded like a Grease and Morty.
What is that? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm sorry.
Well,
you guys, I'm sorry.
Let's take
you
a
guys.
Break and talk about it.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break with so we're gonna take 30 seconds of some Korean singing something
okay.
on stage.
All right.
차 좋아?
좋아!
타고 싶지?
어!
차 이름이 뭐라고?
그리스 라이트닝!
다시 한번
그리스 라이트닝!
주기 가동해 주에 달려가자 번개처럼 행위량은 5천 최고급 TMNT나 멋진 레드 칼라야 크림 시트까지
All right. Ooh. We are back.
Yep.
I don't know exactly how long that was, but I think I got a decent amount of time to just kind of move on with what we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. We can move forward with our lives.
You know what?
And I mean, I don't know. I just feel like we shouldn't dwell on something that's just stuck in our heads. Like, it is so... I don't know why that break made it seem... That break made it stick in my head, like, even more so. And I don't know why it just... It fucked me up even worse.
Really?
But, yeah, I don't know. There's just more and more these words just coming through my head, and it's like this... Well,
let's hear it, man. Let's fucking get done. Let's solve this goddamn mystery.
All right, it's like...
The Hardy Boys... We're going to fuck this
Get our
mystery.
Magnifying glasses out. All right. It's
Ooh,
like...
look at our peepees.
I don't know. It's like... fuck. I just want to... I got to figure this out. It's like... found some jerky on the floor. Gonna eat it like a whore. Grease lightning. Doot, 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 doot.
Mm.
No. Fuck. That wasn't it. I just...
It's so... But we're there. We're getting close, man.
That one didn't feel right
gotta,
even.
We got to hunker down. We'll get there, okay?
Okay.
We'll fucking get... There.
I'm really worried about it at this point. I know that I will not be able to sleep tonight if we can't figure this out.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Your boy's got this. Cause
you got it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Gonna floss my fucking teeth, then gonna have a big queef.
Grease. Lightning. See, that one does actually sound really, really familiar.
Yeast lightning.
Yeast lightning.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Is that the name of the
it
song we're thinking of?
Be. I don't know.
Huh. Fuck, what is it? It's, I don't think it's this, but I just keep hearing, like, if your dad is Charles Barkley, then you're in a scanner darkly. Grease lightning, do, 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 do.
You know?
I feel like,
Man, that's a... I kind of like that movie.
Scanner Darkly?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, man. I think, Charles Barkley's kid's in it.
Probably. I buy it. I'm dumb. You know what? Tell me what you think of this, buddy. Gonna call the girl with the Jay Leto chin and have her blow me again. Grease lightning.
Oh, okay.
Something about that. Something sounds familiar.
It's a big chin,
that.
Man.
Yeah. What's that big chin good for?
Also, fuck your butt.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't, I just, it's like, you become a creepy squeezer when you're just a stinky geezer. Grease lightning, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That wasn't it? Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right, it was trash. That was,
yeah, that was
that
some,
was complete shit.
That was some poop.
Fuck. I can't, I need to figure this out because it's just really like digging right. into me now.
I got it, buddy. Okay. I fucking got this shit. All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm not ready. I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Gonna shovel some coal and then...
Getting in that pussy hole.
Yep, we found it.
Agrees. Lightning,
Oh, we fucking got it.
That one was as close as I think we've gotten to the actual lyrics so far.
Dude. We're getting there, buddy.
I think we're really close. What is it? It's like
going to find
okay.
it.
Okay. Let me These boots were made for walking and this ass was made for talking. Grease lightning.
Oh man. Ace Ventura.
I think that was just the theme song from Ace Ventura. Yeah. That one I might have been off on. like everything. My brain, I just can't figure these things out. You know, you just have this song stuck in your head for so long.
Mm-hmm. And it just seeps into every aspect of
every
your life.
Single that's what thing.
It, that's I, what happens, man. Right here. Gonna wrestle a gator and are you going to the mall later? Grease lightning. Yeah, dude, I think. Yep.
You legit just like know every single thing that could just get me immediately. Yeah. Yep.
I wrote a bunch.
It's,
I mean, I thought I've had the song stuck in my head for a bunch, and, you know.
Yeah. Stupid. I don't get it, man. I don't get why it's not leaving either of our brains. It's like, every day is 9/11 when your name's not Sawa Devin. Grease lightning. Do.
That is true, man.
Feels like it, personally.
Especially when you know that he was in the cinematic masterpiece, Idle Hands.
Oh, like, my God, on, so good.
Great movie. Oof, great cast. So good. But not as good as gonna shave my goddamn leg, because...
Kick his water-loving ass, Greg.
Grease lightning. Okay, I think so.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of like, I guess I'll never have a choice, just be living super moist. Grease lightning.
That's a t-shirt of yours.
Yeah, that's just a little... I think that was just like some weird plug in my own head that... Sometimes that shit just kind of like comes out.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, man. It's okay. I'm here for you. Thank you. I'd rather get fucked by a car than be a Vine star.
Grease lightning.
Not true.
I feel like we're getting
it's not true. That's blasphemy.
Close, close. I really just hey, you guys out there, if you know the song we're thinking of, please just give us a call.
Yeah.
Give us a call at. I don't know. I got to find the number, but it's kind of like
10-10-220. All calls up to minutes are 99 cents.
Call us at Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We'll give you an update.
That's a good one.
What is update. It? It's like when I'm really bored in class, I'll bite a turtle on its ass. Grease lightning. No, that wasn't it.
No, I think it's going to fuck you in the ear and feed them fucking deer. Grease lightning. Maybe? No, probably not.
It's pretty good, though. I mean, I think we're close. If you've ever been to space, you can sit right on my face and breathe, lad. We're getting there, man.
You know who that's for.
Good old Neil. Good old Neil.
Yep, that was just for Neil.
Just for Neil, man.
Gonna fuck her in the ass and throw her through some glass, grease lightning.
Woof, 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 that is. Yeah, dude, that's rough. That's aggressive. Like that was a different version than I remember hearing. I think I might have heard it on the radio, so I never heard that one. I may be a master thief, but I'll only steal your queef. Grease lightning, doot, doot. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You know what? I think I found it.
Did you?
Yes, it's, you know that ain't no shit. We'll be getting lots of tit. Grease lightning.
That sounds really familiar, actually.
It's because it's an actual
lyric. I know it is. I know it is. It sounds very, very familiar, but I feel like I have, like, a couple more.
Yeah?
I think there's, like, out, two more things in my head that I think might get us there.
All right, let's hear them.
And then I might need you to... What is it? It's like, if you're looking at me squirrely, you're just begging for a swirly. Ooh. Grease lightning. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Fuck, that's not it. What is it? It's,
We're getting there. It's on the tip of my tongue that's wrapped on the tip of your dick that's wrapped around the tip of my dick and our tongues.
Tipped.
Yes.
We tip well.
Yes, we do.
What? Okay, what is it? got a tumor in my heart and it makes me have to fart. Grease lightning. Doot, 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 doot. No. it's not that either. What was the last thing you did?
Cute!
it was, You know that ain't no shit. We'll be getting lots of tit.
Fuck. See, that one sounds so far off, though, from what I initially, like, thought, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think this one's just kind of one that we need to leave up in the air. I don't think we can figure it out, you guys. I'm sorry.
The bit's over. We lost.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about any of that. I don't know. I guess we're at the point where we name an name the episode.
Sure, why not?
Actually, I just need to take another break real quick. Here's a quick commercial for a bank.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Summer banking had me some fun.
Got free checking with no minimum.
Gave me a beach bag, cool as can be.
An outdoor camera, a receiver, TV.
Summer fun and games are where else but commercial Federal Bank.
Summer fun with free checking only at Commercial Federal Bank.
This shit.
Yeah, I can't fucking deal with this anymore.
Right. This is my last episode. I'm retiring.
No, I mean, we don't need to do that.
No.
Come on.
Call up Jeff Dunham's puppet. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
I can't work with that guy again, man.
Why?
Because it was like I was talking to a hand. Because his face wasn't listening.
You got a point.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's just agree on the fact that we need to take a break, though, because I think this song thing just really fucked us up, you guys. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're going to go take this bit out back and shoot it in the fucking head.
Yeah. This is normally where we would name the episode, but I can't even name the fucking song that has been stuck in both of our heads this whole time.
And what is a name?
What is a
by
name?
By any other would sound so sweet. You know?
Exactly. I feel like, I mean, we are so close. I could shake a spear at it.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
It's so fucking awful. So, I don't know, you guys. I'm sorry. I feel like this episode has just been like a jumble of... It's like we've just been throwing ideas around covered in grease, and they've just been slipping around all over the place.
It's going like lightning quick, man. It's just too fucking fast.
Yeah. And I just can't stop to smell the roses or anything like that. So,
And we're both all wearing all black.
Yeah.
And we got to go work on our cars.
And, you know, we go together, you know?
Sure.
So we go out of this together as well. So you guys,
tell me more.
It's not the end, but, we'll tell you guys more later. So thanks for hanging in there with us. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
So sorry.